Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
Freshman year in college, I was introduced to the teachings of Socrates through Plato. I found Socrates to be a fascinating man, from his five apologies to many different things. It was amazing. This Socrates he boggled my mind because I knew everything. You see, when I went into college, just like any other college student, I was the smartest person in the world, and nobody can tell me anything because I knew everything. You know people like that, don't you? Maybe you are one. Maybe you're not. Maybe you were. Maybe you were not. But I was most certainly the most arrogant man alive. Freshman year in college. That's me. The one you cannot tell anything. And then arrived Plato talking about Socrates, and Socrates would run around Greece asking the smartest people of his time in each field, "Hey, smart people, what do you think about this?" And these smart people would have a great scripted answer, and then Socrates would say, "Well, what about this inside of this you just said?" And then they have another scripted answer. And then Socrates would say, "Well, what about this?" And he would do it over and over until the scripted answers rescinded. And now was just left the intellect and the awareness. And Socrates learned that the people who were the masters of their field were not masters at all. He understood that no one actually knew what they were talking about. And then it dawned on him, he needs to go search for truth. And as he searches for the truth, people call Socrates smart, the smartest man alive, a genius. And Socrates said something that changed my life forever. He says, "I'm not smart. And the only reason I got here is because I believe I don't know anything. So I have a constant burning desire to learn everything." And that's what I want to talk about. Learning everything by not knowing anything. You cannot go through life knowing so much about life that you can't be filled. You see, in order to learn anything, you must forget everything. The people who will survive this world in the future will be those who know how to unlearn and then relearn all over again. Socrates was a great example of such. Socrates thought he knew nothing. And since he thought he knew nothing, he had a burning desire to learn everything. And so after that moment, I stopped being arrogant. Today, I know many things because I don't know anything. Today, I pick the brains of people smarter than me because I am no smarter than anybody. You see, I love to learn. The human brain has developed the ability to become addicted to learning, yet most adults, they stop learning after high school graduation because there is no more of a need for them to be forced to get out of bed. You cannot learn anything until you forget everything. And the only way to be truly intelligent, the only way to be highly aware, is to first admit that you're not intelligent and that you are aware of nothing. Learning everything means to forget everything you know. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.